91X News.
It's 5 and rainy. I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X News. The jaws of life were used in the collision earlier today on Wallbridge Loyalist Road. A man was taken to Belleville General Hospital after he was taken out of his vehicle following the four-car collision. The Belleville police are currently investigating the incident to determine what caused the crash. 7 students have minor injuries after a collision between a tanker and a school bus near Barrie. Police say the bus was turning left when it was struck by the tanker. There were 16 students on the bus, and the 62-year-old bus driver of Bradford has been charged with a traffic offense related to making a left turn. His name has not yet been released. Heritage Minister James Moore says it's up to CBC anchor Peter Mansbridge if he wants to tell Canadians his salary, but he says legislation prevents the government from doing so. Moore says it's in the best interests of the CBC to be as transparent as possible in the face of public scrutiny. The minister says CBC, which receives $1.1 billion in federal funding each year, should be open and accountable for every dime that they get from taxpayers. The Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada says Canadians are so focused on the present that they're missing out on living full and healthy lives. A survey of over 2,000 adults have found Canadians know certain lifestyle choices can affect heart health, but they're focusing on the barriers rather than the opportunities, Foundation CEO David Sculthorpe says. Saskatchewan Oil Company Cenovus says safety concerns about an oil spill should be put to rest. Brad Small is the company vice president in charge of the operations. He says research released today should put safety concerns over the Weyburn field to rest.
We take our landowner concerns very, very seriously, and we felt it was important to commission this study to address the matters raised earlier this year. The results, which have been peer-reviewed, should provide complete assurance to landowners and the public that the CO2 we are injecting is staying put and that our Weyburn operation is safe.
A separate independent study is set to be released in about 2 weeks' time. Manitoba's top Native leaders are a little uneasy following the death of a 2-month-old girl. Adriana Ross died of pneumonia Saturday after visiting a nursing station 3 times in God's Lake Narrows. That's about 500 kilometers north of Winnipeg. Those leaders want a federal public inquiry into health care in northern communities following the death of the baby. Doctors are only available sporadically on most remote reserves, and the leaders say First Nations deserve the same quality of health care as other Canadians. Dr. Conrad Murray sat stoically as he was sentenced today to the maximum of 4 years behind bars in the death of Michael Jackson. In handing down the sentence, Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Michael Pastor repeatedly chastised Murray for what he called a horrific violation of trust while caring for the pop star.
Dr. Murray created a set of circumstances and became involved in a cycle of horrible medicine.
Murray was convicted of involuntary manslaughter after a 6-week trial. That's your 91X News to 302. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got sports.
Thanks, Kurt. Starting things off with the NHL. There are 8 games on tap tonight around the league. Calgary is back home and will play 2 straight games as the host. They host the Predators, and then they host the Blue Jackets. The Flames are currently last in the Northwest Division standings. The Sens visit the MTS Center in Winnipeg to take on Artris Kulda and the rest of the Jets. Preds defenseman Francis Boumelin is expected to miss tonight's game due to a groin problem, and Predators goaltender Pekka Rinne is expected to be back between the pipes this evening. Also, Columbus visits Vancouver. The Montreal Canadiens have called up top prospect Louis LeBlanc to replace suspended forward Max Pacioretty. The 20-year-old center is expected to make his NHL debut tomorrow when the Habs visit the Ducks in Anaheim. And Taylor Hall could be out of the Edmonton Oilers lineup for as long as a month. Hall is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a left shoulder injury, the team said last night, following a 2-1 loss to Nashville. Hall says he's not going to change how he approaches the game.
I can't really change how I play. You know, it's just how I was kind of born. And, with that hit, I just probably got to just be a little closer to the boards and make sure that I'm not getting hit by him and the boards, just him. And it's kind of a rub out. But as far as that goes, no, I'm not going to change how I play. Just try and watch out for those hits.
The Kingston native has had 7 goals and 11 assists in 22 games this season. That's sports. Here's Kurt Weiss with 91X weather.
Today it's rainy, about 15 to 25 millimeters, and a 20 kilometers per hour wind and a high of 9. Tonight, rain about 15 millimeters, same wind, it's a low of 6. Tomorrow, rain mixed with wet snow about 5 to 10 millimeters, late morning and clearing on later on. Wind 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60, but that's dying down early evening, temperature falling down to 0. Right now it's 5 degrees. I'm Kurt Weiss with Harrison Perkins. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at